P4 Earth Power Manifestations. Some of these manifestations, such as mirrors, are artificially produced, but they are linked with and tap into the powers of nature by their symbolism. In our increasingly mechanized age, many people are finding themselves isolated from the planet that sustains and supports our very lives. Forgotten is the very real dependency we have on the Earth. Many are severing their natural connections with the Earth. As a result, a time of great turmoil exists today on an individual and global level. Earth magic can help to sort out, work through and solve many of the minor crises and problems facing us as individuals today. True, it is not a simple solution to the world's problems, but it can bring order into our lives, and that's a good start. In magical thought, the human body is the microcosm, small representation, of the Earth, which is the macrocosm. The Earth is also the microcosm of the universe. In other words, we are pictures of the essence of the planet and thusly of the universe. As such, when we change ourselves, we change the Earth and the universe. Magic is useful in affecting such changes in our lives, and therefore of the Earth itself. These changes must be positive. Therefore, no evil or negative magic is contained in this book, for enough negativity already exists in the world. The goal of all magic, occult paths and mystical religions is the perfection of self. While this may not be accomplished in one lifetime, bettering ourselves is easily within our grasp. With this singular act, the Earth becomes that much healthier. If you put into practice any of the magic contained in this book, whether drawing a heart in the sand, gazing into a mirror for a glimpse of the future, or tying a knot to help a troubled friend, keep in mind the higher aspects of your workings. You are improving the world and helping to heal it of the terrible ravages it has suffered at our hands. It is this which makes the practitioner of natural magic truly divine.